I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
Good morning, Southern California. This is Marty Halfon. You're listening to Let's Talk Real Talk. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's going to be a beautiful Sunday morning. We've had a great week. Looking back at where our U.S. job growth, March, we were at a 15-month low. As they say, these numbers were very disappointing. And experts kind of blame this plunge more so on oil prices and the difficult weather conditions that we've been suffering throughout the Midwest. And it's crazy because oil prices have dropped radically. And they're saying that gas prices are going to be in the low twos come the summer. But you never know because everything's up and down, up and down, up and down. And I'm still trying to figure out how these prices that we're seeing, whether it's Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach, Malibu, Beverly Hills, Pacific Palisades, New York City, London, Paris, the prices are out of control. And I don't know where the money's coming from. They keep saying it's Europe, Asia, Russia. But, you know, you start to think about these young families and how people are going to raise families in a community where there's a ton of kids on a street, where there's a neighborhood. So many people are in private schools these days. Our neighborhoods are being really disenfranchised because of the economic sectors that are happening throughout Southern California. Interesting enough, there seems to be a plethora of money in Hollywood. And Hollywood always has had a good time, should I say. Lisa Johnson Mandel is an very interesting young lady who kind of focuses on a website that she's created that is all about celebrity lifestyle, celebrity homes. And I was lucky enough to drag Lisa in and talk to her to come in this morning. So good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here bright and early.
Yes, I know. And it's going to be a wonderful day today. Thank God they're saying it's not going to be too hot. But do me a favor. Tell our listeners a little bit about who Lisa Johnson Mandel is and this whole concept of celebrity homes and what you do. And then I want to go into like some of the dirt on some of these celebrities that you have and know of, because you seem to have the inside story. So,
oh, I do. And some of it, as you said, is dirt, and some of it's really positive. You know, there's some there's good dirt and there's bad dirt. But yes, my name is Lisa Johnson Mandel. I created a website called athomeinhollywood.com, and that is having served as the LA correspondent for HGTV.com for many years. I made a lot of contacts and connections here in Los Angeles in the celebrity real estate market. And
mind you, she is not a real estate agent.
No, I am not a real estate agent. I am I'm an entertainment reporter by trade.
That's right. Yes. To do movie reviews.
Oh yes, and I still do actually.
Okay, that's another show.
Yeah, and there you can find them on my website as well. So anyway, I cover celebrity real estate here in Los Angeles, and it's really fascinating. Mm-hmm. I have found that as other markets sputter and rise, the celebrity market stays pretty much the same. You know, somebody famous has owned a place, they might put it in a pocket listing and sell it to another celebrity. And the prices are pretty much still up there.
I'm looking at your website. Who's that guy from Breaking Bad?
Oh, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me that he's got a great house where in the beach?
Oh, yes. It's up on the coast. It's up actually just past the Los Angeles County line in Ventura County. And he bought this place, or he bought a teardown, and he was sure to do everything sustainable, everything green. The house is self-sustaining. It actually adds power to the grid. He's got everything that is made out of is sustainable on the beach, you know, in that salt air and the wind and the rain and everything in his house is built to last
now forever. let's remind our listeners, Brian on Breaking Bad was
Walter White.
That's right. He was an amazing actor.
The anti-hero to end them all.
Right,
and
right.
Everyone's so sad that that's not on anymore.
Although right. Well, that was crazy. That was an amazing, addictive show.
It was so well produced and well acted.
So now he's relaxing on the beach in Southern California.
Exactly. Literally on the beach and figuratively, as they say, when you're not working. And so anyway, he built this house while he was filming Breaking Bad, actually. It was a nice sort of a counterpoint because that whole thing was filmed filmed in New Mexico, which is very arid and dry.
Right.
So he has this beach mecca there. He also has a home in the Studio City area as well. But weekends are all about going up the coast to this beautiful home. And it's so many things are cutting edge about it. And he built it as sort of a model home to show you what you could do. It's not a huge home. It's just about 3,000 square feet. The rest of us, it's a beach house that the rest of us could conceivably build too, following his example.
Well, that's an interesting lead into the Lionsgate home that I guess rumor had it the Beyonce and Jay-Z were looking at buying this mega mansion. What was it, in Bel Air? Is it true? Is it Bel Air?
Yes, Bel Air. Uh huh. And that used to belong to Kenny Rogers. And yeah, huge, gigantic estate that used to belong to Kenny Rogers called Lionsgate because he bought these two huge stone lions and put them at the gate. So,
well, you know, it's interesting because when I was a kid, I almost hit Kenny Rogers coming up Skyler. He was walking his dog one day and I came flying around the curb because he used to live in a huge estate that was at one time owned by an oil tycoon that he had bought. And that, too, had massive gate entrances. So this is the old Kenny Rogers estate, and pretty amazing. Can you tell us a little bit more about this house?
Oh, it's one of the best houses in L.A. It's one of the best, you know, the premier estates.
Isn't this the one that's by the Bel Air Country Club?
Yes.
And it's just pretty breathtaking. It's surrounded by trees and so forth. But Jay-Z didn't buy this, huh?
No, Jay-Z and Beyonce have been linked to a lot of really glamorous mansions.
Uh-huh.
They're in the market right now. They rented the house that they used in Ray Donovan for that. I don't know if you're familiar with the TV series Ray Donovan with Liev Schreiber.
Uh-huh.
And it was used in some pretty prominent scenes in that. And they rented that for something like $200,000 a month. And then they've been linked to the house that Notch, Marcus Pearson, ended up buying.
Hold on a second. $200,000 a month.
Yeah.
So some people live in a house that is worth $200,000.
Yes.
They're paying $200,000 a month. I wonder what that place looked like.
Oh, it was amazing. That one's still for sale, too. Mm-hmm. It was built as a model home.
Right.
And that one is, they staged it with $2 million worth of artwork in it, which could or not.
See, this is what I was saying. Hollywood still is rolling in the dough. Now, another person who I used to run into occasionally was good old Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise used to live up off Alpine at a home, a childhood friend of mine, just north of Sunset, on a magnificent estate. And he lived there for a couple years, paying over $100,000 a month. And he moved out about a year and a half to 2 years ago. Now, rumor has it he's been buying houses all over L.A.,
Well,
does he buy and sell, or is he just...
No, well, he has two Beverly Hills mansions. There's one that he lives in most of the time. That's his main place. But this one that he's got for sale, this one is one that is rumored to have been used as a meeting place or a resort sort of for very high-level Scientologist leaders.
Oh, yay.
And,
here we go, Scientology.
Yeah, and his sister was the last person that's believed to have lived there in the Cruise family.
And is he still denying that he is in this cult kind of...
Oh, I don't think he's ever denied that he was involved in it. He hasn't said anything since the HBO ran the documentary. He's been laying kind of low since then. But
he's
featured quite prominently in that documentary.
Right.
Going
well, hello.
Clear.
Yeah.
But this one, and you know what? This is a great corporate retreat for people in any organization. It's got a main house, and then it's got a guest house with lots of, like, it's got four ensuite bedrooms,
right.
And it's quite a large property, so there's lots of places to wander. There's a pretty nice big pool and everything. I wouldn't be surprised if any corporation bought that place and used it exclusively as a retreat for its high-level executives.
Well, welcome to Hollywood. You're listening to Marty Halfon. Call me at 310-344-4465. Email me, Marty Halfon. At marty@rodeore.com. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Lisa Johnson-Mandel and we'll talk a little bit more about the rich and the famous.
In that mansion on the hill,
Good morning, Southern California. We're back. This is Marty Halfon. You're listening to Let's Talk Real Talk. And we're sitting with Lisa talking about Hollywood, Hollywood celebrities, Hollywood lifestyle. You know, there's nothing like a Hollywood mansion or a Beverly Hills mansion or even just a large, large home. You know, in this crazy world of real estate and what's going on in our economy, it seems as though Hollywood always has been able to maintain the lifestyle, whether the economy is good or bad. And Lisa was just sharing with us some of these celebrity homes. And, you know, Southern California is home to so many stars because of the amazing weather we have here and the lifestyles. Does anything come to mind about any celebrity homes or any things that were just kind of out of the ordinary that you experienced?
One of the most interesting real estate deals that's gone down in quite some time, if not ever, is a tear-down ranch house, shack, decrepit, old, just, you know, you could practically smell the decay about it, on an overgrown lot, recently purchased by Kim Kardashian and Kanye West for $3 million. And you might say, why $3 million? Why would they pay that much for this? And it's because it was on a hill overlooking and adjacent to their recently purchased estate in Hidden Hills. And it was a beautiful place. This is, I think they paid about $20 million for it. And it's just an amazing place. It has a huge entertainer's backyard with two swimming pools and fountains and lots of green lawn and everything. And the only thing that mars it is this ugly shack on a hill overlooking it. So for security purposes and for aesthetics, I imagine, they purchased that home for $3 million, that property. In any other market, it wouldn't even draw $300,000.
And they tore it down just to...
Yeah, well, they didn't want people, you know, people
living next door,
paparazzi in that house looking down and taking pictures. And also, it was a huge eyesore. I mean, they have this very elegant grounds. And then to have, you know, that, it really was an eyesore. So, yeah, $3 million for it. The people who held on to that until somebody wealthy bought the spec home in front of it.
It's crazy.
They were super smart.
Yeah, absolutely. What about Mariah Carey? She evidently sold a house
house? Yeah, that's her house. It's on the market right now. As you know, she and Nick Cannon are in the midst of a divorce. And so the house that they bought together with a lot of rooms that are very meaningful in their relationship is on the market right now.
And that's in Bel Air.
Yes. They're not going to get what they asked for it.
Well, they were asking $12,995,000.
Oh, yes. And then it just recently went for $9 million.
Yeah, so
substantially under asking price.
Yeah. Well, that's either that or they just were over asking way too much, because really in today's market, if something's priced right, it sells. If it's overpriced, it's going to sit on the market. And really, as I always say to my clients, the market will tell you what your house is worth. You can ask whatever you want, but you know, if it sits and sits, the market's telling you it's overpriced. David Hasselhoff, Hidden Hills.
Yes, and relatively reasonable.
Right.
He is doing a reality show in Great Britain.
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, they love him in Europe.
Watch?
They love him in Europe. He's especially big in Germany. He is a pop star in Germany, if you can believe that. Recording artist.
He seems like a dead star in L.A. Baywatch has gone bye-bye. Yeah. I mean, that was perfect timing.
Well, he's got this reality show in England called Hoff the Record, and it's all about him moving to England, moving to the U.K., and so he's letting his house go here. He hasn't had it for all that long. And it's a nice house. It's reasonably priced. I'm sure that one will probably go pretty quick. Something that you would probably know about is, what is the value of a celebrity name living in the house from a dollars and cents perspective?
I grew up in Beverly Hills and had the opportunity to grow up with old Hollywood, where I actually used to wax Lucille Ball's car when I was a kid.
Wow.
I had the Beverly Hills waxing man that I started when I was 17 years old. And in the old days, where you really had some of the, you know, Ira Gershwin, I used to wax their roles. You know, back in those days, and it's so funny because today so many people don't even know like who Ira Gershwin. I mean, it's sad. You talk to some of
That's
these young people, and it's like, Milton Berle, who? Or you know, are you kidding? Jimmy Stewart. those were the old Hollywoods that I grew up with, and there was some value back in the day. You know, today it's craziness that, you know, oh, Jay-Z lived in this house. Who cares? I mean, you know, to me, there's more value if you told me Fred Astaire lived in this house, because old Hollywood to me really is Hollywood. Old Hollywood reaped of the class, the elegance, the style. Today's Hollywood is pompous, arrogant, cocky, and tacky. And so, you know, you're asking the wrong guy, because I don't find, you know, the kind of value or credibility or elegance that Hollywood had back in the day. But, you know, it's interesting. So many people have been moving to Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, in those areas. And many, many years ago, it's like every part of California, we've had our ups and downs, our surges, and our it seems as though the Palm Springs, or I should say not Palm Springs, but Rancho Mirage, and further, yes, have had this resurgence of very wealthy people moving back out there. And over the last couple of years, the desert was upside down. I mean, I know plenty of people, including myself, that my properties in the desert were underwater. And now things are coming back, and coming back in a big way, because there's these huge houses that are, you know, $10, $15 million homes. There's big estates. What's this one? What is it? Ellen DeGeneres' house? Or is it, she have a house in Rancho Mirage?
Oh,
or?
She has a great house in Rancho Mirage. Uh-huh. And so does Leonardo DiCaprio. And by the way, you can rent Leonardo DiCaprio's house by the night.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of, you know, through...
Do you get to sleep in his bed, too? Is that the story?
Oh, yeah.
Sleep with Leonardo.
Leonardo DiCaprio is left here. But you can, yeah, it's something like $45,000 a night with a minimum of 3 nights. So I can see somebody maybe renting that during the Palm Springs Film Festival, some corporation, and having a great old time. Leonardo DiCaprio does that a lot with his properties. He did it with his Malibu property and with his property in Manhattan. So anyway, now he's put his Palm Springs property up for rent by the night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's something that I don't think your stars of old would have done, but who can fault him?
Right.
Well, but they're building other houses down there that will hopefully attract people like Leonardo DiCaprio and Ellen DeGeneres. And because those are big, heavy hitters down there, they've built star quality homes. And this one that we were just looking at, you can see it on my site, $17 million and ornate and huge. The home theater looks like the Pantages inside. I mean, it's really grand. And just with so much elegance and everything. And whoever thought that a home in Palm Springs, a brand new spec home, would go for $17 million or would even be listed at $17 million.
How big is it?
It has a putting green. I don't remember the exact square footage.
But these houses are huge.
Oh, yeah. They're giant and ornate and with every luxury amenity that you could imagine. And on the other end of the spectrum is the house that Faye Dunaway just sold, uh-huh, and lived in for many years.
Now, that was a little tiny house.
In West Hollywood, tiny, tiny little duplex.
Now, what was that, her childhood home?
That was where she lived. And, you know, it was really interesting. She was known around the neighborhood for running out in the street and telling people to slow down. She lived on a corner lot.
Say, hey, Faye, get out of the street.
Exactly. Right. And when she sold this home, she had all this Hollywood memorabilia. And at the open houses for her home, she had price tags on almost everything.
That was like a little tiny house, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was a little tiny house. It went for a little over $1 million, uh-huh, or like, you know, $1.5 million. But,
$1.5 million for a little tiny house. You know, I was just in again, I was down in the San Diego marketplace for business, and I was in Carlsbad, and there's some beautiful homes. There's some beautiful communities. And it's interesting what's happening, and I keep talking about the South Bay area, or San Diego area, not the South Bay, but San Diego, Carlsbad, and these communities down there, because you're seeing neighborhoods coming up again. You're seeing neighborhoods that have boys clubs, girls clubs. You're seeing schools. It almost looked like it was right out of a Disney movie, because the homes were so kind of like Dennis the Menace or Mayberry Arf. They were beautiful homes. And although, you know, they were like 15 different style homes, and then they repeat. It's like, wait a minute, didn't I just see that house like four blocks ago? The beauty of it all is that they're creating communities again, and communities where young families can raise a family, and there can be a community and a connection and a network and an involvement, because we don't have that anymore. On certain streets, even where I grew up or in Beverly Hills in the 60s and 70s, we had all that. But today, no one talks. People own these homes that are for foreigners, people from out of state. So there's no one living on the streets, and it's quiet, and there's not 20 kids like the old days. It's interesting how this economy has changed and which way it's heading. This is Marty Halfon. You're listening to Let's Talk Real Talk, and we're going to be here every Sunday trying to figure out what's going on in our economy. And we're sitting here with Lisa Johnson Mandel talking about celebrity homes. You can reach me, Marty Halfon, at Rodeo Realty in Beverly Hills at marty@rodeore.com, or call me anytime you want. You can get me on my cell, 310-344-4465. We'll be back. We're going to take a quick station break, and Lisa's going to tell us her best Hollywood inside story. We'll be right back. Good morning, Southern California. This is Marty Halfon. You're listening to Let's Talk Real Talk, Sunday morning. I hope you guys are going to have a great day today. We're sitting here with Lisa Johnson Mandel. We're talking about Hollywood celebrity lifestyle homes, the crazy houses these rich people live in. And, you know, we've got just about a minute left. Lisa, tell me, what's one of the most beautiful houses you've seen, and who was it owned by?
The most fun, glamorous house that I've seen lately is one that Marcus Pearson, who goes by Notch, the founder of Minecraft, just bought in Bel Air. And one of the things I love about it, it has five bars: a vodka bar, a tequila bar, a ballet bar, a candy bar for the kids, and a 12-person eat-in kitchen bar.
And it's funny that you brought that house up, because an associate of mine, Ben Bacall at Rodeo Realty, sold that house.
Love that house.
Small world, small town. Listen, you're listening to Marty Halfon. Call me at 310-344-4465. Email me, Marty Halfon, at marty@rodeore.com. Listen, Lisa, you'll come back. I think we're going to have you on more often, because I like talking about these crazy celebrities and their wacky homes. Have a great morning, everybody. Thanks for joining, listening, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.